What I'm going to say right now is not meant to harm the image of the ulama. It is not meant to degrade them or disrespect them. Our ulama throughout the course of time have sacrificed in their own way. Some of them admirably, some of them less than that. But here is where, in our time, in our generation, here is where we have to shed the light to speak the truth, not against officials only, but against those scholars who toe the line of those tyrannical officials. And to do so, I will mention one scholar, because he is an eminent scholar, he's well known, well recognized, and appreciated by many, many Muslims, who lives in Qatar, Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi. What we are going to say is on record. There's nothing here, I'm not divulging any secret. I'm just putting one and one together so that we can add things up and realize what is happening to us when our scholars sell themselves to those in power. Before 2011, this is when this so-called Arabian Spring began, Al-Qaradawi was on record praising Bashar al-Assad because he took a very principled and powerful position against the Zionists and the imperialists. Then in 2011, an abracadabra happened. And the opposite began to show itself from the same person who began to condemn the same ruler that he had just praised in the few years before that. And what did he say? He said, Yusuf al-Qaradawi said that he would wish the United States to take a stand for Allah. The two Arabic words for that, waqfatan lillah. How can this be? It's like saying to a shaitan, be supportive of Allah. Now, if some politician was saying something like that, we just dismiss the talk. It's political talk. Anyone can dismiss it. But when a alim speaks, he's not supposed to speak like this. And this is just in a short span of time. We're not talking decades here. Something he said when he was very young, and then he matured through the experiences of life and realized, no, the truth is not what he said previously. The same scholar blessed the interference of NATO into Libya, which caused some individuals, some writers, some who follow events to call him the person who issues fatwas for NATO. We can remember when Daesh came into existence in Iraq. Just a few years ago, no one is straining your memory. Just a few years ago, when they said they're establishing their Khilafah, which, by the way, with the loose term Al-Khilafah used, is the shortest Khilafah in Islamic history. And thank Allah, it is the shortest. It should never have been. But anyways, that's what the media calls it, and that's what they call themselves. And it survived only for 3 years, if we can call their presence in Iraq and Syria survival. How did this scholar, how did he describe the Dawa'ish, the ISIS in Iraq and then in Syria? He said, هَذِهِ هَبَّةٌ سُنِّيَّةٌ. This is a Sunni uprising. And then an Islamic scholar was killed in a masjid in Damascus while giving a lesson. Al-Qardawi knew him very well. They knew each other very well. And then the way Al-Qardawi explains the assassination of Muhammad Saeed Ramadan al-Buti, that was the scholar that was killed in the masjid in Damascus by ISIS, is trying to give credibility to ISIS against another Islamic scholar. And now, after all is said and done, Al-Qardawi is placed on a list, on an international list of terrorists.
The Ascended Quran, Realigning Man to the Divine Power Culture. The first ever tafsir written directly in English by one of the best Quran scholars in North America, Imam Muhammad Al-Asi. The noble messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is revered and loved by all Muslims. But there is one aspect of his blessed life that is not well known. And that is the treaties he entered into, as well as the letters he wrote to kings and rulers of neighboring countries. For the first time, this book, Power Manifestations of the Seerah, examining the letters and treaties of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, discusses this crucial topic in detail. America. Order from Crescent International, P.O. Box 747, Gormley, Ontario, L0H1G0, or call us 905-887-8913. Order your copy today.